USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Three people are dead and several others wounded following an active shooter situation in Farmington, New Mexico, just northwest of Albuquerque. According to police, the gunman is dead and two officers were shot in a gun battle, but they are both listed in stable condition. Police also say there are multiple civilian casualties. Politico is reporting that a report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump, but then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The long-awaited 306-page report says the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe was deeply flawed. Still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We just watched the CBO come out saying we're $100 billion further in debt. It seems more like we want a default than a deal.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress before June. McCarthy still accuses President Biden of not taking negotiations seriously, although the two, along with other congressional leaders, are set to meet at the White House tomorrow. Former President Trump is not happy with the positive coverage Fox News is giving to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In a post to his Truth Social platform, Trump said the network is desperately pushing DeSanctimonious, who regardless is dropping like a rock. He said Fox has become the DeSanctimonious Network, a reference to a nickname Trump has given to DeSantis. DeSantis is seen as Trump's main rival for the 2024 GOP nomination. And the winner of the Kentucky Derby is the favorite heading into this weekend's Preakness Stakes at Baltimore's Pimlico Racetrack. Mage has arrived at the track's barns and is the son of former Preakness winner Big Brown. The Preakness is the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
An informant that has become a key witness in a House Republican investigation of the Biden family's business practices has gone missing. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says they've been unable to reach the FBI informant who alleged corruption by President Biden and his family. Last week, Comer accused the Biden family of receiving tens of millions of dollars from foreign entities, but a report the committee released did not show any money flowing directly to the president. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida is speaking out about a move to ban two books on the Holocaust in Florida high schools. She says anti-Semitism is on the rise and now's not the time to take these books away.
At a time when 9 out of 10 Jewish high school students observed or were targeted by anti-Semitism in 2021, and a majority of them said that the solution is having non-Jews learn more about Jewish history and anti-Semitism.
Florida requires Holocaust education, but a law allows parents to challenge the books being used. In this case, both books contain what's called special topics, including the terms social justice and critical race theory. Do you drive an older car? Well, you're not alone. A new report from S&P Global Mobility shows that Americans are holding onto their cars longer due to higher prices for new vehicles. The average age of passenger cars and trucks on U.S. roads rose to a record 12 and a half years as of January. And Martha Stewart has become the oldest person to be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. The 81-year-old graces the cover of the magazine's 2023 swimsuit issue. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.